Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Hey again from Rwanda, still here, gonna be here for a minute. Super excited, this journey has been utterly amazing, and I'm just here to share some self-care tips with you, in particular, just really concentrating on self-care abroad, and making sure that our good habits in the U.S. remain good habits as we travel, and then where we need to develop new habits, we do. To ensure that we are taking care of our bodies on every single level. First, I want to say a quick shout out and thank you. Y'all, we have crossed 100,000 downloads. And considering I didn't report anything for about 6 months this year, I am like wowed that we pretty quickly got back on track. So shout out to everybody who was like, I guess, waiting for me to come back and jump right back on the bandwagon. I love you. I appreciate you. I thought it would maybe take a while to build my listenership back up, but y'all still here. Y'all still rocking with me. And you've brought some friends, apparently. We had our best ever period of listens a week ago. We had almost 3,000 downloads over the course of a 2-week period, which for us was really high. Considering I don't do any marketing or anything, and I shouldn't even do that. I'm not going to qualify it and say for us, which is good, which is amazing. I'm excited about it. I know that there is more to be gained, but I'm excited about what's there. So there is that. And again, we crossed over 100,000 downloads, and that just made my heart burst. Like, I was so excited. Thank you so much for that, for rocking with us, for sharing, for re-listening, for coming back again and again and again, and adding new people to our Black Girls Guide to Self-Care family. Y'all the real MVPs. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Bless y'all. So that's really dope. Let me think. Any other random podcast fun facts I want to share? I think that's it for today. I'm going to write down, or I'm going to do something with the top 10 episodes over the next couple of weeks, because I know I have some new listeners and people have been like, where do I start? And so I'm going to give y'all a place where to start. Start with the episodes that have been the most popular amongst the family, amongst the crew. And, you know, jump in, get a vibe, catch a vibe or whatever, how we roll, and come and join us and get feedback on those top episodes. And if you want more episodes like that, oh, also, I'm definitely open to episode ideas. If there's some self-care topics you want me to cover, I'm in it to win it, shout it. So, yeah, I think that's everything on that one. And now we are going to jump into today's episode, which is working to manage your mental health while abroad, right? So if you've been rocking with us for a minute, you now have a mental health diagnosis of major depressive disorder with anxiety. This is, we're getting ready to head into the time of year that is traditionally a much harder time of year for me. The holidays, which trigger all kinds of things in my mind, body, and spirit. I am dealing with a lot academically. Nothing bad. I just have a lot going on. I'm still in class, right? Because I'm a study abroad student, which means I'm still studying at home too. I am in my comps. As soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to go get back to writing these papers for my comps, or this paper for my comps. And I am having this shadowing experience while in Rwanda, and volunteering in a local classroom. And I mean, yes, it's just, I got a lot going on, a lot on my plate. And I'm in a foreign land. I love Rwanda. Hear me? Kigali is beautiful at every turn. If you are following me on Instagram, you see the reels I post every week. Like, Kigali is gorgeous. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying building relationships with new people. I love being a Fulbrighter. Like, this is amazing. This is everything I asked for. In every way, on every level. I asked for my PhD program. I got it. I asked for this Fulbright experience. I got it. I asked to be around amazing people. I got it. I got everything I asked for. And everything I asked for is still really hard because I am so far away from my normal. I'm so far away from the people that mean the most to me in the world. I have not had baby snuggles in 3 weeks. I have not seen my godkids other than FaceTime, right? Which we can do on occasion. I'm not, you know, I have been able to consistently talk to my mom. My mom and I FaceTime pretty much every day. I've been able to, you know, deal with my person who I just love deeply. And, you know, that's been really cool. But I haven't just been able to have, like, sister-girlfriend time with, like, my closest friends. I'm missing out on major family events. My first baby, my cousin, got engaged last week. I would have gone home for that. I would have gone to Detroit. I would have been a part of the surprise. I would have been in it to win it because anybody who knows me knows that that's my heart. I love her to pieces. She really was my first baby. And that's a major milestone in her life. And I'm not there for it. And that broke my heart. And it made me really sad. I might have cried a little bit about it. And by might, I mean I did. And I'm like homesick. I'm missing my folks. I'm missing my folks hard. I miss just popping up at one of my best friend's houses and sitting on the couch and doing homework from there. I miss randomly being invited to family dinners or other outings. You know, my babies went to the pumpkin patch. I love the pumpkin patch. Fall is my favorite time of year. I ain't get to go to the pumpkin patch. Everybody's doing homecoming stuff right now. Who went to FAM? And it's FAMU and it's Georgia State's homecoming. Both of my schools. And I'm in Kigali, where people don't know what a homecoming is and are not concerned about that. And yeah. And that's really, really hard. And it has made me really, really sad, if I'm honest. And it's interesting because there have been a couple of times I've talked about my sadness. And like, oh, you're on a Fulbright. You're having an amazing experience. You can't be sad. Yes, I can. Oh, this is what you asked for. Why are you upset? Because I'm still lamenting the parts of my life that I miss. Just because I'm having a beautiful experience, and please understand, I'm having a beautiful experience, doesn't mean that I can't lament the things that I had to give up to have this experience. I had to give up so much of my life. I had to give up so much of myself to go on this amazing adventure. And right now, I still tell you it was worth it. I haven't decided that it wasn't worth it. It's absolutely worth it. And I am absolutely loving it. And I'm still so very excited about it. And I know that I'm blessed beyond measure to be on this amazing adventure. And I'm so heartbroken by the things I had to leave behind to do it. And that is okay. There is a thing called duality. I can feel two very strong, very present, very real feelings at the same time. And neither one discounts the other. It's just me acknowledging all of the various parts of my life. I can be extremely relaxed because Rwanda is just a culture that moves slower. Here I have help that I don't have at home. And that's amazing. And it has me just way more relaxed than I ever am. At the same time, I'm completely stressed out because school is schooling. And with all the help in the world, can't nobody help me with that part. So, like, yay, I don't have to think about cooking and cleaning and washing clothes while I'm doing the school stuff. But I still got to do the school stuff. And that's a heavy lift. So I'm very relaxed, but also very stressed at the same time, right? I'm over the moon excited because I love waking up in Kigali. Over the moon excited. Like, this thing was delayed because of COVID, and so I didn't know if I would ever get to do it, to be here for, you know, going into my fourth week of waking up in Kigali every day. And that is just a heartwarming experience. That delay really did not mean denial. And I got exactly what I wanted to do in this opportunity, and I'm thriving in it. And at the same time, I miss home. I miss my hugs from my people. And again, I miss my nieces and nephews and my godbabies and my cousin and my family and being a part of milestones and celebrations that mean the world to me. If you know me, you know, a core value is showing up for my friends and showing up for the people that I love. And I can't show up right now in the same ways. I can send love. I totally FaceTime my cousin. We laugh because I know about her engagement party and I was scared I was going to mess it up. She sent me pictures. I saw videos. She showed me her rings. I've gotten pictures of my god kids. They FaceTime me on their own. Like, I still have all those things. And at the same time, it's not the same. And it's okay to lament that while absolutely celebrating the joy that I do get to have and living this amazing experience. So, and because I've given myself permission to feel what I feel when I feel it, I don't try to deny it. I don't berate myself for feeling it. I don't tell myself I should feel another way. I get to actually move through those feelings with a lot more ease and a lot quicker. The homesickness comes back and forth because, I mean, I'm going to be gone for a while. It's going to be back and forth. I think every time a milestone comes up, I'm going to probably feel it a little bit more. The seasonal influence on my depression, I don't know if it's going to work out the same way in Rwanda. It may not. Who knows? The school stuff, I'm always handle school. It's me. I don't care if I got to not sleep for some days. I'm going to do what I need to do for school and recover on the back end. But it'll get done. All of the things will be okay. And I know that to be true, but I don't have to pretend like they're okay right now. If they're not, and for me, they're not. I am sad. I am stressed. I am homesick. While also being excited and loving my new adventure. And being more relaxed than I've ever been. And being so grateful for the experiences I get to have. So, feel all your feelings. I want to say I've told you this before, but I want to tell you this again. When you have everything you want, when you literally get everything that you ask for, and at the same time, you're missing some of what you need, it's okay to feel both ways. You don't have to forsake one for the other. You're not any less grateful. Because you're honest about it may have cost more than you realized, even though you're still glad you paid the cost. And it's okay. So take some time, feel your feelings, write it out, do what you need to do to process. I've talked it out a lot. I have a therapy session this Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm moving slower still. I've been honest with my friends I'm making here. Been honest with my people that I love at home. And it has helped and it has blessed me and it has been how I've been able to maintain in the midst of all of this upheaval. It is a lot of upheaval. You know, I picked up my life, put most of it in storage, brought a little bit of it with me and moved a quarter of the way around the world. That's upheaval. So, and it takes some time to adjust with all that upheaval. So how do I maintain? I let myself be honest, feel what I'm feeling, enjoy the moments I can enjoy. Remember that joy and sadness can sit together in a beautiful dance. And one does not have to overpower the other. They can both be true. We live in a world where multiple things can be true at once. And it can all still be good. So I'm okay. I will continue to be okay. I'm going to continue to live a life I love. And when I no longer love it, I'm going to work on living a new life. So that's all I got. I love you. Make it a great day, week, month, year, whatever you need to do to be more than okay. Because you deserve to be more than okay. Now I'm going to go jump back on this paper. I love you. Mwah. So, hey, y'all, it's me again. We're back with the self-care soundtrack. What have I been listening to? I've really been into music the last couple of days. You know, I was on my hardcore podcast kick. I think I've come out of that a little bit. I still got some podcast episodes to listen to, right? I'm behind on some stuff again because I would binge one show, which means even though I would get caught up, I'm behind because I'm binging one show, so I'm not going back to listen to the other ones. So I have some shows to catch up on, which will be cool. It'll give me something to do when I get through these comps that I'm in right now. And what was I about to say? Oh, so I've gotten back to music. I've been listening to music. And so who have I been listening to? I took it back a little bit and I've been listening to Missy Elliott. Iconology. I don't know why I can never say that. I really loved that little EP and it blessed me. And so I've been listening to Missy Elliott, Iconology. I've been checking out Alex Isley. there's some petty people I know who love Alex Isley, and I've just never really checked her out. So I've been checking out Alex Isley, her EPs, and I like her sound. It's really cool. And I went back and I've been listening to some her, all of the albums, because I love her. So I've been on an R&B, kind of rap R&B kick, and it's been really good. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I've been listening to? I've been listening to a couple of songs my person tipped me. They make me feel closer to my person, even though we're very far away from one another right now. And so they send me music all the time, or they were sending me music all the time. And so I, you know, downloaded a couple of my favorites. And when I'm really missing my person, I listen to one of those songs that they sent me. And so, like, one of them is, I want to say it's Kehlani, Everything, which I adore. I love that song. There is, let me see. I'm trying to remember, but my brain's not working. So, yes, it is Kehlani, Everything. It is Jason Aldean, You Make It Easy. There's a song that I heard on, like, a TikTok video or something that I really like that I downloaded and been listening to, Golden Hour. I don't know how to say the person's name, JVKE. So I've been listening to that quite a bit. And I've been listening to my gospel or Christian contemporary, whatever it is, worship mix. And that's been really cool. So that's been my self-care soundtrack. I got to figure out what I'm going to listen to this morning while I go work on this paper. But that is all I got. Thanks for listening in. And don't forget, share what you're listening to. Add some things to my playlist. What I need to be hip to. I do like adding Alex Isley. I need to get into it a little bit more. Listen a little bit more when my brain is not filled with other stuff. But I'm glad I finally checked her out. So who else do I need to check out? Let me know. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.